Hello and welcome to this month's Dearest Alaska. I'm your host, Mitch Borden. In this episode, we are exploring what it takes to manage the garbage of one community. In Nome, one man is responsible for running the city's landfill. His name is Glenn Jones, and I got to spend a day with him out at Nome's landfill. I hope you enjoy all the sounds of Nome's landfill. Dearest Alaska, the Nome landfill is 5 miles out of town in the middle of the tundra. Glenn Jones is sitting in his office smoking unfiltered cigarettes and watching the cars loaded down with trash that are passing by his window.
And we've got our third customer today.
Jones is the only operator of the city's landfill. Light fills the room as Jones plays solitaire on his computer. His dog Chloe keeps him company. She's laying at his feet.
The time will go by real slow. Too slow for me some days. But I'm just learning solitary, so to help pass the time.
Jones stands and tells Chloe to stay as he walks into the garage connected to his office. Immediately outside the door is a giant bulldozer. It towers over him. Jones climbs up a ladder, gets in the driver's seat, and with the turn of a key, wakes the sleeping beast. Jones is almost two stories high as he drives out to inspect the landfill.
I love running equipment. When I was young, I lived on a farm. Then I've gone into construction and just love playing with heavy equipment.
Jones rams the bulldozer into the large pile of trash that has gathered over the morning. He's crushing the trash to make sure there's no space wasted.
Muddy and slimy today.
Spring breakup has turned the ground into mud, making it a messy endeavor for anyone trying to throw away trash. Ravens fly overhead as black bags rain down from the sky into a pit filled with all manners of junk. Over the 7 years that Jones has managed the landfill, he has found a bunch of stuff.
You know, I found jewelry, money, you know, all kinds of different stuff you can find that people throw away that I think some of them ain't even paying attention what they're throwing away. Now I just kind of turn a blind eye and go, crush it, and then I go, oh, okay, it's no good now, I can't have it.
Do you do that a lot, like, stop yourself from grabbing something?
Yep. Otherwise, this place would be full. Landfill would be empty.
At the heart of Glenn Jones' management style is one sentiment.
If you can reuse it, reuse it.
Anything usable is separated and up for grabs. That includes old paint, wood, metal, and parts for snow machines and four-wheelers. Jake Walker drops off his trash, but he takes his time. He's looking to see if there's anything good for the taking.
I leave with more garbage than I come with, every time.
Just always find good stuff?
Yeah, perfectly good stuff. Yeah, one day I came and got a perfect desk out of there. Went down there and there was a perfect office chair.
This makes Jones really happy. Ultimately, it's what he wants for the landfill. He wants it to be a place where people come to dispose of anything they don't want and find what they may need.
All right, appreciate it. Yep.
Traffic grows as the day progresses. Jones is busy answering questions and chatting up with anyone willing. A woman carefully inspects the inside of a discarded metal bin. Jones makes his way over to her.
What are you stealing?
I was like, hey, that's a great smoker. That file cabinet. Take something, leave with something, right, Glenn?
You can tell Jones is in his element. It doesn't matter if it's giving directions or talking about the latest development at the landfill. Jones is happy.
I enjoy it, you know, meeting people, interacting. Not everyone gets the chance to do that. Most people are stuck in an office, not me.
The pride Jones takes in his work is obvious.
I always look at this as, okay, this is my property. How do I want it to look? And And I've had people drive by and come stop in. Oh, we're looking for the landfill. You know where it's at? You're here. That's what I like. Makes me feel good when they go on, oh, we didn't even notice.
This level of order takes a tireless effort.
I'm getting older. I gotta learn to pace myself, slow down, enjoy life. And sometimes that's hard to do.
Until the time comes when Jones finally slows down, he'll be out 6 days a week with his dog Chloe, managing Gnome's garbage. Thank you to everyone that made this episode possible, especially Glenn Jones. If you or someone you know would like to be a part of an episode of Dearest Alaska, contact us at dearest.alaska@knom.org. Our theme music was produced by the Podrington Bear. Dearest Alaska, bringing your radio to life with the sounds of Western AK.